The glands that are going to be adding fluids to the sperm as they travel through the reproductive tract from the testicles to the penis are called accessory reproductive glands or accessory glands. And again, these are going to include the prostate, the seminal vesicles, and the Cowper's gland. The Cowper's gland, by the way, is also called the bulbourethral gland. So, the prostate is a small muscular round gland which is located near the bladder. And what it does is it adds prosthetic fluid to the sperm. The prosthetic fluid is going to have a slightly acidic pH, and it's going to make up about 20 to 30% of the volume of the semen. And the other important thing about this fluid is that it has antibiotic characteristics. So this is one of the first fluids that's going to be added to the sperm. Actually, it's the second. The first is going to be added by the seminal vesicles. These are a paired set of vesicles that are going to be on either side of the vas deferens as they're moving towards the prostate. And they add about 60% of the volume of the semen. It's highly concentrated fructose. Fructose is a form of sugar, very closely related to glucose, and it's going to provide food for the sperm. So if you want to, you can think of the seminal vesicles as packing a little lunch for each of the sperm cells. Now, the last set of glands that are going to add to the semen are the Cowper's glands, and these are also called the bulbourethral glands, and they add a thick alkaline mucus to the semen. And the mucus is helpful both in terms of counterbalancing the acidic pH of the vagina and also partly for lubrication.